You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I think it was really good to see a different offense and different personnel, and you know, the competition, the intensity of the practices is a little bit different because you're going against guys you're not familiar with. So I think that'll be a plus for us to be in this environment and break the monotony of what training camp can be like.
Obviously, Jerry's a very emotional player. He got real emotional at the end of the practice. What was that all about?
Well, I mean, that's Jerry. That's who he is. Whether we're playing marbles or playing football, Jerry's a very intense guy, and doesn't take much to get him going. That's part of what makes him such a great player. He plays with so much intensity and passion for the game, and it was evidenced today.
And he's somebody that I feel like, as a veteran and as a guy that does play with a lot of fire, he holds people to a standard, right?
Oh, yeah.
Even the second and third teams.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, that passion is not just for the first team. I mean, he's getting after the second group, the third group, making sure that our standard is being adhered to. So you love that in Jerry. You love that passion. You love that hunger that he has. And you're right, it raises the level of play of our other players as well.
How would you assess, and I know you're still going to probably watch practice tape from today, Coach, but just the consistency of the execution against, you know, an opponent where they haven't seen him for 12 days in a row and may not be able to anticipate in the same way. How was the consistency of its execution here?
As a group?
Yeah, these 2 days.
Yeah, I thought it was really good, you know, Chris, under the circumstances. You know, we're not scouting them. We're just lining up and practicing against another opponent, someone that we haven't really seen. And I thought our guys handled the things that we wanted to get accomplished, good fundamentals, good techniques. I mean, that's what we're working on this time in training camp. And, you know, once we get into scheming first and second and third down and all those things and situations, that's a whole different matter. But right now, I thought the consistency, just with, you know, without looking at everything from today, but from yesterday, was really good.
And then Munnerlyn, you know, you're working him in now at the nickel. You know, you kind of got him up to speed. Not that he needed a full handbook on how to play in this defense, but how is he kind of blending here in the early going? And do you think it's enough where he can get an opportunity at the end of the week in the preseason game?
Yeah, I mean, his familiarity with this scheme definitely helps him. The fact that he hasn't been involved in football for quite a while now kind of sets him back a little bit, so we're trying to get him up to speed from a conditioning standpoint. But the mental part, I mean, it's pretty much there. So we're going to try to get him in for a few snaps in the ball game on Friday night. We're working him in slowly on defense over these couple days we've had. But I'm going to try to get him out there and just see where he is from a conditioning standpoint.
And then just rotating Kevin Johnson through with the ones, playing both sides. Is that just an exercise in getting him accustomed to maybe playing off some of those other starting players that he hasn't had a lot of time on the field with? Is that part of it? Or
That's part of it, and also trying to develop a rotation. You know, you're one injury away from a guy like Kevin having to play, so you got to get him some reps on both sides. And the fact that we lost EJ to injury reserve, so you know, you got to get that third and fourth corner position right. And we think Kevin has a chance to really be our third corner. So, you know, try to rotate him both ways and give him a lot of different looks and just let him get his confidence back too. Because as you can recall, it's been a while since he's had a lot of live situations.
I know I don't need to tell you the athlete that Tremaine is, but 16 yards down the field, he's covering an all-pro tight end and he's knocking him out of bounds and breaking up a play. How rare and unique is that?
Very impressive, because Greg Olsen is one of the best tight ends, fast receiving tight ends in the National Football League. So to see him run down the field stride for stride and make a play like he did, I mean, you go like, wow. And this is only his second season in the league against a guy like that. I mean, the sky's the limit for what he's capable of being able to do.
We've seen daily, you know, over the course of training camp, him working one-on-one for, you know, minutes on minutes with Bobby Babich. When you when you guys download at the end of the day, what kind of progress reports is Bobby bringing back to you about all the work that he's doing, the mental work, it seems like, with Tremaine?
Well, Bob does a lot of work with Tremaine, he and John Egerugu, on a lot of his techniques and fundamentals, and the reports have all been positive. I mean, his maturation over the last few weeks has been tremendous, and the area that we wanted to work on over the summer was really his man-to-man coverage, and we talked about that prior to his going away for summer break. And you can see by the way he's practicing, he's improved in that area, and that's who he is. And he's one of those guys who's going to work on any perceived weakness that he has, and the results are what we're seeing now.
When you see McCaffrey running around out there,
is
that about as good, you know, a rep as you're going to get to prepare for NFL football? I mean, that guy is quick as a hiccup.
Yeah.
Man, he is hard to cover.
You're right about that. That's one of the benefits of going against another opponent.
Yeah.
I mean, he is as good as any halfback that we're going to face all season long, whether it's catching a football, running routes, or just running the ball. So it's a good test for our defense, good test for our linebackers to see how they match up, and hopefully it'll help us down the road.
How much of a reality check is it? Because, you know, you're in the meeting rooms reinforcing things, but when you actually got somebody that quick out there,
right?
That's the best reinforcement to a player that I better be on my technique and mind my P's and Q's, or I'm going to get left in the dust by somebody like this.
Oh, no doubt about it. When you line up against a guy like McCaffrey, who has so many weapons within his framework, it challenges you as a player, and it'll make you better, or it'll expose you. And so it's been good work for us.
Yeah.
I know, 1,000 yards.
I can't believe they could let him down.
Yeah, right.
You may have been asked this, Daryl Johnson. Were you asked about him?
Nope.
You know, he actually didn't seem like he flashed a lot of plays early in camp, like any rookie. But then, you know, he had a good game. What did you see from him?
Yeah, he had a really good game. But you know, we had seen some of that in training camp with some of the progress he had made, and. So I wasn't totally surprised, but it's a whole different thing watching it in practice than seeing it in a live situation against another opponent. So it was really encouraging to see. And, we think he has a big upside, but we got more games to play and more technique to work on, more fundamentals to fine-tune. So, but it was encouraging to see the way he started that game. He really, really played well for us.
Was he asked about Monterland?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll send you that. We're not in your meeting rooms, obviously, and, like, behind-the-scenes stuff, but – you know, being able to observe up close at practice, you can see the confidence level jump in Corey Thompson.
Mm.
I know you talked about him already a lot when we talked to you a few
yeah.
weeks ago, but you see the plays he's making, you see the confidence, seeing him walking with Tremaine and Matt before practice,
right.
You see it. I mean, you guys see it too?
Oh, yeah, no question about it. I mean, the fact that he finished the season as a starter after Matt's injury, I mean, that really encouraged him and helped him to realize he could actually play in this league. And he was only a rookie a season ago, and there he was out there battling against some top competition, and he's carried that over into the 2019 season. So we have high hopes for Corey. We think he has a chance to be a really good football player.
Is it something where you're like you could see a rotational situation with Lorenzo, where he just because of how well he's playing and progressing, you know, he pushes Lorenzo off the field at times? You hate to say it that way, but because you got to find a way to get him on the field.
Well, you know, we'll wait and see on that. Lorenzo is a very valuable piece to what we do, both as a pass rusher and also as a backer. But we'll see how Corey progresses. But Lorenzo, he's a key part of what we do. So at this point, we're not thinking about a rotation with those two guys.
Oliver got 11 snaps with the starters in the first game. Does he need to get more snaps than other first-team guys? Or, I mean, I would think given the position – a rookie safety maybe needs got more communication to do, you know?
Right.
I mean, what do you think? Does Oliver need to get a lot of work in preseason games, or is it less crucial at that position?
No, we think for Ed, it's important that he gets reps, and we think we have time to get him more reps. And our starters played 8 snaps in that game. He got a few extra besides the starters. And he'll get some reps in this game. He may go a little bit longer than our starters, although he's one of our starters now. But we want to get him some reps so he can really have a feel for where he is against NFL competition, and also for us to evaluate where he is against NFL competition with his techniques, his fundamentals, and understanding our defense and playing fast and true game speed situations. So as the three of us know, game one, the tempo and the speed versus the preseason is like night and day. So we definitely want to get him some more reps over the course of the preseason.
You talk about those backup last one, because I know it's hot out here, that fourth cornerback spot. Obviously, E.J. Gaines was getting a lot of
yes.
time there. Now we've seen a lot of Cam and Lafayette.
Mm-hmm.
How would you kind of update, you know, that competition, how those two players are kind of performing?
Well, I think Cam has been a pleasant surprise throughout camp. Be an undrafted guy to come in and compete the way he has. He had, a nice interception yesterday, a nice breakup today that led to an interception. And he's had a good training camp, played well in that first ball game against Indianapolis. And he's done a really good job. And Lafayette, I mean, he's been around. He's finished games for us. He's a really good core special teams player. So those guys are battling for a roster spot. And, you know, we'll see how it unfolds over the next few weeks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.